Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's get started talking about my life. So I'll start out with, I'm going to read a tweet by one Miss Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon from South Dakota. why don't I just give her address while we're at it? Anyway, I'm going to read. She says, Adam, I wish everyone would listen to 100 episodes of At Maddow, which is Rachel Maddow. And if that didn't sway them away, nothing will / would. She explains the corruption and correlation so well. Anyway, you should introduce them to binging Netflix. I guess she's talking about my parents. Anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know if you can binge Rachel Maddow on Netflix, or she's just saying, try to get my parents away from watching Fox News. I'm not really sure. But anyway, so I just want to talk about one other thing. And I'm trying not to make this a political show because I'm not an expert. So first of all, I want to say anything that I say on this show, it's mostly a personal journal podcast. But I'm just really deeply involved with, like, what's going on in our political, you know, whatever. But I found out, I was just looking because the House voted today they voted to go ahead and open an official, investigation or something like that. And the vote was split exactly down party lines. So Democrats voted to go ahead and formalize the impeachment query, and all of the Republicans, every single Republican, voted not to. One former Republican voted to formalize, but that person is no longer a Republican, so that doesn't really count. And two Democrats voted against, I think. So it was 232 yay to 196 nay, and it required 215 to pass. So they were only 17 votes in the positive or whatever. And I just want to say that makes me even more, disappointed, because the fact that in the House, it's split Democrat-Republican, and none of the Republicans even voted to formalize the inquiry, tells me that the Republicans are going to back the president completely. So, I've always thought that once it got to the Senate was going to have some, you know, whatever was required as far as, you know, because I feel like impeachment is going to happen. But I always felt like once it got to the Senate that they were going to basically vote to they were going to take whatever the formal amount of time required, you know, and then they were basically going to vote not to charge him. But all this evidence that's coming out, it's absolutely a matter of fact that he did the things that they were accusing him of doing. And to me, it is definitely impeachable. For the sheer fact that this is not the first time that it's happened. I mean, the Mueller investigation basically found that there was corruption and there was, you know, wrongdoing, but basically that, you know, oh, well, they were too stupid. They didn't know it was wrong, yada, 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 that sort of thing. I'm to the point where I'm so sick of Republicans and how they're just going to follow him blindly. No matter what. My mom has even said before, well, we don't really like him, but if he can get stuff done, basically, that the Republicans like, you know, we're just going to kind of grin and bear it. I mean, she didn't say those exact words, but that's basically what she said. You know, if it's someone that can actually get stuff accomplished that the Republicans want, then, you know, maybe they have to live with a little, you know, corruption or whatever. And that's what the Republicans, because Donald Trump is so effective at smear campaigns and he has such a strong base that I think all these Republicans are afraid. They're like, if we go against him, he's going to go out and he's going to campaign against me in my next election and I'm not going to get reelected. It's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. I am almost to the point where I'm going to go down to the courthouse and register as a Democrat. Now, because I'm an independent. I've never registered for either one, but I'm just getting so sick. Now, I know there are things that Democrats do that are stupid as well. And there are times when I'm going to disagree with Democrats. So I don't know, but I'm so irritated by the whole thing. So I don't know. Anyway, that's all I want to say about that. And occasionally, I guess I am going to be political because, I mean, I can talk about whatever I want to on this show. I mean, it's my show. But I don't want someone to come back at me and be like, Adam, you were so wrong in all of that stuff that you quoted. You know, it's ridiculous. And also, I am going to try Rachel Maddow. I've never really watched Rachel Maddow. I have been watching a lot of CNN and I don't know. You know, it's probably like the reverse Fox News. So, I mean, like Fox News is totally Republican. CNN is probably like totally Democrat. And I'm just getting spoon-fed like Democrat views. Maybe MSNBC is a balance between the two, but probably not. But even, and I know, I'm not talking about anything else. But even if you say CNN is biased, even if you say every other station but Fox is biased, right, to the liberal side. If all the other stations except Fox are saying that he has done something wrong and probably needs to be impeached and like all of this stuff, and Fox News is the only news network that is totally defending the president and saying this is all bullshit and just something by the Democrats to try to get him out of office, if you have all of these news organizations, five or six different news organizations, including the major broadcast ones like ABC and NBC and all that. And then you have that one lone, you know, TV station, Fox. I don't know. Even if they're all liberal, doesn't that mean anything that they're all agreeing with each other? I don't know. All right. Well, so there's your political 8 minutes from Adam. I did also get some contact, so I wanted to go ahead and read that. And I know that Sam in the Hinterlands doesn't want me to always read her emails. That's not why she emails me. I've been told that like a million times. Adam, I don't email you so you'll read it on the show. I don't expect you to read every single one. And I don't. I don't read every single one. But because nothing has happened since yesterday, I'm going to read it. So she says, hey, on your show just now, and must say, I'm envious of your Thanksgiving travel. Thanksgiving is my least favorite holiday. So if it were entirely my choice, I'd pretend it didn't exist and travel. And I have to totally agree. Like, I don't really like, I'm going to be honest. Because I don't really agree with my family on much, like, you know, even though they tolerate the fact that I'm gay, and I know I have it a lot better than other folks who like got kicked out of their house or something. I mean, I never got kicked out or anything like that, but even the fact that they tolerate it, you know, it still feels like they're not really fully, you know, supporting me. And I know there's some, I feel those judging eyes, you know, and the fact that, you know, my aunt will be all like, oh, you know, trying to get me to argue about Trump, you know, one of the previous Christmas parties I went to and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't really enjoy holidays because I love my family, but I mean, I think a lot of people experience this, not just me. Woe is me, Adam, you know, but I mean, I just don't, it's not fun going and like being the lone gay, like more liberal leaning person. I don't know. It's just not. So none of the holidays. I don't really enjoy any of the holidays. I like the church performances we do for Christmas because the music is really cool and I like it. And I like playing my trumpet on it. But as far as the like going to Christmas dinner and, you know, exchanging presents. I guess I'm just a Grinch, you know, but I don't know. I'd rather travel with Mark and go to restaurants and do fun stuff. I really would, for all of them, all of them. But yeah, Thanksgiving's kind of a drag. She also says, I almost watch no TV, but a show set in a region of someone I know is pretty tempting draw. May look into it. Yeah, you guys should look. Fixer to Fabulous on HGTV. You'll see Bentonville, Rogers, Lowell, etc., etc. All right, I'm going to go and try to avoid handing out candy. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.